Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa. Every Monday I'm sitting here in my great studios. Now I'm saying two studios because right after this show from 6 till 7 Pacific time, which is Accent On Radio Show, I'm moving right back to another side of the LA Talk Radio, which they'll be filming another show, Accent On TV, The Best of Poland and Europe. And I'm so excited. This is first month that I started the show. And wow, what a ride is this. We have great guests. And one of guests from this show will also be present on camera. Then whoever is listening to us right now later can see us talking maybe about the same or maybe not about the same. But for sure, everybody can see our faces. And it's always fun to know somebody face to face. Okay. Today's show. I'm so excited. I have a guest who was before here, and his name is, I will call him Andrzejku. Obviously, he's Polish because that's how his name is spelled in Poland. But here in America, in USA, his name sounds a little differently. Okay, you tell us your name.
My name is Andrzej Kozlowski.
Okay, Kozlowski sounds very, very easy on American's ear. Can you repeat one more time?
Well, in Polish, I will say Andrzej Kozłowski.
That's what I'm saying. Andrzej Kozłowski. And in America, Andrew Kozlowski.
Yeah, I say Andrzej, but I heard Andy, everything. I heard you a lot.
You!
They would just give up on the spelling.
Oh my God, the way how people spell my name, Elona, Alona, Ilona, nobody. Really, Ilona doesn't exist, but really that's is funny because it's I-L-O-N-A and people somehow decided I'm like Elizabeth. I don't know, Elona. Ilona Europa. Lesson number one, we have a Polish gentleman here who lives in America for how long?
March 27, 87. March 25, 87.
And you remember day?
Oh, yes, it was a big deal. I landed on JFK coming from France on the fly Air France 007.
Okay.
As a political refugee.
Andrew, you scare me. I'm believing that you remember everything what's happened today, and I hope nothing bad will happen, but gosh, you got a crazy memory.
No, just...
For details?
I have some memory, a lot of things I don't remember, and especially facing my wife, it turns out that I remember nothing.
Oh, gosh, I love your wife already. You guys remember nothing, I agree 100%. Andrzej Kozłowski, you are a filmmaker, you are a film director, and we'll be talking about an amazing project that you are almost ready to
wrap up. It's getting there. It's amazing. Okay. It's getting closer.
Very exciting. Okay, then we have a filmmaker and film director from Poland, but really lives in America from 1987. Okay.
1987.
Gosh!
March 25th.
Yes.
You remember? Oh, yeah, I'm not repeating this date, but seems like long ago. And we have in the studio another guest. How great is this? Because we also have film producer who is born in USA. He has a charming name. His name is Lovey. Lovey, do you want me to spell in Ilona's way your name? I will do it.
Go ahead.
Okay. Lovey Ray Johnson Jr. Am I okay?
No, that was perfect.
Oh, your name is easy to pronounce it, even for me. But in your beautiful voice, Could you tell us your name?
Hey, hey now, this is Lovey Ray Johnson Jr.
I love your voice. You are an actor?
Yes, I am.
You are a film director?
Yes, I am.
And you wear so many hats before and even today. We were talking a little bit in elevator that things are happening left and right and just unusual things involving right now. You have many things going on, yes?
Yeah, and that's not a bad thing. You know, especially in our line of work, and Andre can tell you this, is you'd rather have a lot of things going on than nothing going on at all.
You are so right, and we'll be talking about that too, because we had cute conversation before we entered the studio. Everybody has so many things going on, and we are getting anxiety because this part of life did nothing for another 2 weeks. This part of life need to be pushed, another project is waiting, and it seems like we are always nervous that something is like missed in a... Yeah, something's waiting.
Excitement.
Is this excitement?
Excitement never missed. You never miss excitement. It's the pressure.
Okay, and we have one more lady here. The lady probably is a very important person in your life. I love you. We are friends. We met in a very unusual way, but I love the sometimes God, angels, friends, or parking lot can bring people together.
Yes, it can.
In our situation, parking lot next to my car. We just start conversation. We are like neighbors.
Yes, we are.
We start talking about music, and then we slowly start knowing a little bit each other. And you also introduce me to
my beautiful fiance, Lori. Hello.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Okay, we have
good to be.
Okay, I guess I'm sorry.
I think he's happy.
A little bit.
Oh, I'm so happy you both are happy. But she's also a little bossy, great lady who has a lot of things to say. And I think you love that about her.
Yes, I do.
Lori, we'll not let him talk who you are, but you tell us. Who are you? And what is your place when... heart? We know you are in a love is heart. But outside of that, you have your own business. You are doing own great stuff in life that is also movie related and production related, yes?
That is true. Yeah, that is true. I'm known as Lori Francine Kinzer Ramos, soon to be Johnson. And I've been doing documentaries for the last 20 years. Started making films on film when we used to do that before the digital filmmaking back at UCLA in the 90s. And really focused on indigenous films, Native American films. And I have a feature that was culminated called California Indian that's been doing pretty well in digital distribution. So... you know, I'm ready to make movies with Lovey. We've got a couple films that we're working on right now. One's filming. He's producing called Syndicate Smasher. He's also producing another film called The Grayest.
No, it's The Blackest Yellow.
The Blackest Yellow. It's not gray. But it's new. And then we've been working together for years on a feature film, and that's also branded, called Supernal Darkness. Supernal is another word for spiritual, so it's a pretty serious film, you know.
Yes, this very serious topic, but Accent On loves to put accent on very serious stuff too. But outside of that... Love you, you're a very colorful gentleman. You have a beautiful smile. You are gorgeous. Everybody is running right now to Facebook and check his picture and go to...
I appreciate it.
It's true. You know what I'm saying? And of course, Andrzejku. And you are a really hot guy, too.
Oh,
you
know, a little I'm bit so older. I'm sweating here.
And you are funny, too. Okay. Then maybe let's start talking movies and films and ideas and dreams. And just let's describe the two different projects. Andrzej has very different one. Very cool, very unusual. I can send people to like 3 months ago or 4 months ago, you were here in the studio, say, hey, push the button, download and listen what we were talking about then. But I think a lot of new people maybe are listening to Accent On right now. Then you have no choice, Andrzej, you need to tell us one more time, title of your movie, what is the movie about, travel to Europe, because you just came back from Poland and everything has sense and reason in your life, although I think making this movie takes a long, long time.
It does. It takes a long time because just life sometimes goes and leads us in mysterious ways. we shot the movie almost 9 years ago now. I think in 2 months it will be 9 years. And we did it without money, really. And everyone who was in the movie was there because they wanted to be. Some of the actors paid money to make the whole thing happen. At the time, I worked on the show 24 as a post-production coordinator. I have two very important actors from that show in the movie. My longtime friend, fantastic Shakespearean actor who I know from my first bigger job in Hollywood, which was on Star Trek Voyager. He was playing Neelix. But then he was in movies like The Island, and he's in last Coen Brothers movie, and he's going to be in the next Woody Allen movie. Fantastic actor.
Name?
Ethan Phillips.
Yay! Okay.
But there are other, like, I should not skip Jude Cicolea.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't want to list because there are quite a few actors there, but Alice Amter is one of the recurring characters in Big Bang Theory. Fantastic actress. But the whole project was difficult to make. We shot the whole feature in 12 days, actually 12 and a half. The last day was just to get one particular shot, so that's why I have to say 12 and a half. But, but it was in 12 days, and we wanted the movie, make the movie that I think what was attractive to people who took part in it was that it was different. And the difference was that, yes, it was a regular action drama. The story was very simple. But if you take a simple story, a very simple story, and go really deep into it, suddenly you get Crime and Punishment of Dostoevsky. So we wanted to do the same. Just take a very simple story and dig very deep. And at the same time, we wanted to make a movie that would be different. And Truman Capote wrote a book that he wanted people to be influenced. He wanted to write a book that would make people read books differently. And we wanted to make a movie that people would start look at movies differently. And we thought the way to do it is just to deliver the whole story without a single word of dialogue or any kind of word. So that there is not a single word uttered in an entire 100 minutes of this film. It tells the story. It's not like a silent movie like The Artist. It's more of a, you watch the movie and you leave the theater and then you say, oh, no one said anything. So this is this kind of thing.
What a challenge.
And it was. I can tell the hardest thing, and it was coming every day, a few times a day. Andre, why don't we just say one word here or something? And that was the hardest thing to resist. But, you know, I work on a lot of, I was helping in a lot of independent films, and almost uniformly, when it's done, people really hate each other. People don't want to
be
keep in touch or anything because it's just so hard. And usually it's looked like the filmmaker took advantage of everybody and grabbed it and went away. and now it's not like that.
I love honesty of my Polish friends.
No, but it is like that.
That is the truth.
But here, 9 years later, everyone is still excited. Everyone is like friend. And everyone's just like, Andre, you're doing another film? I'm in. Wow. So that's fantastic. And typically, I mean, how to make people to act in that fast shooting to act flawlessly, and all the actors have.
To me, the biggest question is how you will keep people watching 100 something minutes, like audience, and just try to imagine dialogue which doesn't exist.
You don't need it because you should. I mean, the movie explores all the gestures and facial impressions and body language. And that really is the essence of everything that is ever being said.
And you are so right. I don't want to go very personal, but many, many years ago, I met my ex-husband. Bad word, but I met my ex-husband. I didn't speak English. Didn't prohibit me to think that I understand what he meant, you know, when he tried to communicate with me. And I tried to communicate back with him, too. And just even observing somebody when you didn't know him yet, because I was just observing him before I tried to communicate. I thought I understand this man for 20-something years. But fact is that yes, you're right.
And it was beautiful, right?
Yeah, it was beautiful. The first beginning, it was amazing, amazing. And we didn't really miss a lot. We really understood each other, I think, perfectly better maybe when I didn't speak this language. I really was more in tune to everything, what was going around and just observing. I think we have this intuition about people. What do you think,
It sounds like you lead the audience to be able to read the actors. They need to be able to read the actors, and the actors in turn have to put forth a great performance so that the audience gets it.
They did. I mean, usually I, working on many shows, one of the things that I did a lot was like supervising ADR, which is automatic dialogue replacement, whoever just missed a line or the producers wrote the new line, so that the actors would have to come and they would have to record it. And I'm telling you, I never seen an actor who liked him or herself on the screen. Wow. It's always like, oh my God, I cannot watch it.
Right.
And there is no dialogue, but there are breaths and efforts. And I finally got to, after all these years, you know, broken promises, you know, when you make something happen without money, it all relies on fantastic people donating their times and skills and companies allowing it. And, of course, it takes a lot of effort because you go through a lot of cul-de-sacs. But once in a while, it happens. And when it happens, it makes it all worth it. It's just so beautiful. And you feel treated like you really are doing something important, that it's not just this stupid dream of yours and you making a fool of yourself. No, people see it and they want to help this thing to happen. So
they bought into your vision, man.
And I like to say it's not just my vision. I mean, there is a big part of it. But I see myself as a person who drives the bus. And without all these people on the bus would not make a sense.
Yeah.
Right.
Where to drive. Okay, I think we like to play music, and I know that music plays big part in your movie. Then you brought something very special, and I know it's premiere, and Accent On is the luckiest radio show, and Ilona Europa just loves my guests because somehow 90% of my guests are bringing something nobody yet heard before. You just came back from Poland, and you recorded amazing two artists, and they're like world class artists, jazz artists. One, maybe you.
Well, yeah, this, I just ran out of favors and everything, and, and suddenly I thought I have opportunity to record this giant that Willis Conover, one of the most important jazz critics of all time, called a true giant, and his name is Zbigniew Namyslowski. He's the guy who I was waiting for the next record in Polish jazz history, which is, most people don't know that it's one of the most important countries outside the United States in terms of jazz, what's going on there, how influential and stuff. One name is Komeda, who made all the music for Polanski movies. But here it is, the guy that I was dreaming to about his music, and he agreed to play a solo, saxophone solo. Now, putting the movie together, we recorded one scene that is a prayer scene. And the movie is like, has its pace. It's like, okay, it keeps people on the edge of their seats because they want to find out what's next. But suddenly we have a quiet island. And that quiet island is that scene that nothing is going on. The guy goes to the side, gets on his knees, prays, for 5.5 minutes and leaves. And the camera doesn't move. That's all there is there, in the scene. And that, I always thought, we're doing it because this is going to be a showcase for music. And Zbigniew Tamislowski agreed to do that. And I had successful Kickstarter. Oh, my God, it's such a hard work to do it. But it happened.
I will be having next week two very young film producers, also from USC. And they just built on Kickstarter. They are doing very, very well. They are producing horror movie. But they are the young generation. I cannot wait to all of us eventually have one show, which is the 20-year-old people. They are a little closer to 40, a little closer to 50.
I might be 58, but I am actually 18. I have there everything to achieve yet.
I love it. But yeah, it's, you are right. It's a mentality. Action and doing stuff. Okay, we need to play.
Please finish
because time is running out about music.
So he agreed, and here I am. I met him, and I said, Mr. Tamislowski, I've been on the red carpet. I spoke with Meryl Streep, did nothing to me. And here my knees are shaking. and that's what happened. But he did wonderful music, 5.5 minutes, saxophone solo a cappella. I believe it's the longest in jazz history.
Wow.
And let's listen. Of course, we'll be not playing 5 minutes, but we will just enjoy every second of it. It's like heartbreak. You really want to just play 3 more minutes. Zbigniew Namysłowski. One more time, Zbigniew Namysłowski. Very, very known European or worldly saxophone player. And I am just so honored to have a right to play this solo.
It's the first time anyone heard it.
That's and very powerful, man.
I mean, it gets better.
I got three more minutes. And obviously you need to come because you'll be having something more to talk about. And maybe we'll be playing full 5 minutes. I cannot promise because it's still radio.
Well, it's very hard to do that. Dembski.
Yeah. Now let's do yes, because we need to finish this topic. The music is so important, a part of your movie. And then another gentleman, Krzysimir Dembski. Yes.
Yeah. He amazing guy.
Amazing, also violinist.
He was listed constantly while he was playing violin to be one of top 10 jazz violinists in the world. Now he's a very sought after film composer, but also plays violin. So he basically came and said, okay, this, fine. And I met him long ago, and it was just, okay, I'll do it. No worries. And then he saw the scene and said, oh, geez, that's really powerful. I want to do it. And
And we have only 1 minute. Means that you gave him only 1 minute time.
No, it's a different scene. It's very short scene. It's very short, intensive scene. So you can hear the whole thing.
Wow. Oh my gosh, his tonality and just sound of violin is amazing.
I got chills listening to that.
It's just so unusual to listen to only instrumental, pure instrumental.
I feel privileged. I mean, just to see this happening.
I feel privileged to be able to hear it before somebody else did.
I know,
though.
Guys, it's just really big deal. I know, I'm hoping
it's a world premiere.
You know
something, just piggybacking off of the fact that your project is so powerful with not having dialogue. But the thing about it is you have a great score, and music is the most powerful platform in the world.
I agree.
Because it stimulates both the left and the right side of the brain at the same time.
I didn't know. But,
now you know.
It's the most...
Lovey!
You know.
It's the most abstract, for sure.
Lovey, this is a time right now for you to describe your project, your film. Just petrifying even to start going so deep into theme and topic for this movie. But this is something that's equally important to you, like 9 years of dream and very hard work for Andrzej. You are a young actor, filmmaker, businessman, and you have life that sometimes you probably for most of your lifetime you didn't want to go back to just relive things that happened into your life. It was so painful, so horrible, I will say it, and from the child's perspective especially. This is a topic that people also do not like to talk about out loud. We are talking about child abuse, and like I say, I was working for more than 1 year with childhelp.org, a big organization who really devotes 100% time to raising money and just helping abused children. But you are a man of 2015 right now and the future, and you are going into this darkness right now. You are starting the most important journey because you want to put accent on something that sometimes, like I said, people don't want to hear about.
It's a swept under the rug epidemic is what I call it. My project deals with child abuse and child trafficking. Not to go deep into my own background with this, but one thing that I do know is that from artists in general and from filmmakers, musicians that create, a lot of that comes from their own pain that they've experienced in their life. And I dealt with a form of child abuse very young. And I guess the biggest thing that saved my life, besides having God first, and that was, you know, I was a man of faith. I was a little young man of faith, if you want to call it. That was the one good thing that happened coming out of church. But I took that. I was very resilient, and even as a young child, and I was able to move forward. And I dove into movies. Movies took me away from everything that I dealt with. The very first movie I ever saw was Enter the Dragon. I mean, that's a legend. That's a legendary movie around the world. I'm a martial artist as well. And it's because of watching that film. When everybody else is out and about at this little party we were at, I was planted right there in front of this TV with the VCR from back in the days that popped up. You guys remember those? And I sat there and watched that movie. And I say that I was a part of changing my life, but I didn't know it at the time. So, I also played basketball, and from a very young age, and was in the theater and stuff. But basketball kind of took precedent, and it paid for my college education. And so I graduated with a bachelor's degree. I was blessed to be able to play pro basketball over in England. But then things took a turn. And back then, I say it took a turn for the worse, but I believe everything happens for a reason. I don't believe in coincidences. And I ended up losing a son. My son passed away after I had come back from England early, because my wife at the time was having complications with her pregnancy. And so I actually, when that happened and I buried my son, I actually buried my jersey and the basketball card that I had of me. I buried that with my son in the grave. And little did I know that I was letting go of something. I was letting go of basketball, and something else was about to come into my life. And I ended up getting this gig for Coors Original. I had an afro back in 2000, so I was on the billboard like, hey, have a beer, you know. But that led to the lead in a stage play. And I showed up, you know, within a week, I got the lead. And then a week, I was off script. And it was just, I wasn't trying to show anybody up, but I was the team leader. So I just took that work ethic and that passion from basketball. I used to make 500 jump shots a day. There's a difference of making and shooting. You probably have to shoot about 1,100 to make 500. But it instilled in me that work ethic, that desire, that passion. And so I shifted that over to acting. And then acting did its thing. And then I moved to New Mexico after I had went through a divorce. I moved to New Mexico and became a producer. And that just, I was a producer a little bit before, but I didn't really know what I was doing. I was just running around, hey, I'm a producer. But then I got to New Mexico, and it was breaking new ground there, especially for me, because Hollywood's filming so much out there. And I got a chance to do music videos. I got a chance to do a TV movie, the whole nine. So it really set up to where I got a role in a feature film opposite Stephen Michael Cazada of Breaking Bad. And everybody knows the show Breaking Bad, one of the hugest show cable shows ever. I can't even think of his name. Anthony Hopkins had something to say about it, because he binge watched it and was just, you know, heaping praise upon the cast and crew. But I ended up becoming friends with Stephen Cazada on the set. We were playing, it's called Warrior Woman. It was a movie about breast cancer. And so we were kind of the comic relief, and we were exchange students. I played a Nigerian exchange student. He played an exchange student from Mexico, which really wasn't a stretch for him because he's Mexican. So. But so we became friends. I told him about this project I wrote. I ended up meeting Garen Wolf. Now, Garen Wolf is retired, but Garen Wolf was the head writer of General Hospital back in the day, wow, which we know is still going on. I ended up meeting this guy. He has some nice things to say about my acting reel and everything. And then I told him about this project and what I had dealt with as a child. I said, you know, I feel like the best way for me to be able to move forward and to get back to trusting people is to be able to let this thing go. But I need to figure out how to do it. And I'm not one to sit in front of a therapist or anything like that. That's just not me. I need to go through what it is that I've been blessed with, my craft. And I need to be able to meld that through with my craft and be able to put it out there. And I came up with this short story and called Protege Project. And it basically, the head writer of General Hospital, Mr. Karen Wolf, and I was just blown away by this. He read it, and actually I wrote 5 pages. He sat down with me the next day, and he said, is this what you planned on shooting? And I was like, yeah. And he threw it at me, and I kind of looked at him. Mm. It was an awkward moment in the restaurant, but I understood. He said, this is not the guy that I met last week that I spoke to for 4 hours. This is not it. And so he challenged me. That's like challenging me. And he went, and I went and grabbed onto that, and I wrote this short story. He loved it. I sent it to Stephen Michael Quezada. He sat down with me at the same coffee shop. He loved it. He said, I'm whatever you want to do. He jumped on board.
It's a lucky coffee shop. Where is it?
Oh, no, right? It's a very lucky coffee shop. It's in Albuquerque, New Mexico, actually. Satellite Coffee. So,
Satellite. Guys, I love
so
you.
So there you go. I'm plugging you guys out there. I love you, New Mexico.
Okay, we need some money for this movie.
I know, right? All right.
We're plugging
them. So now I got to this point to where I just started moving forward. I brought on an original soundtrack. I said, you know what? The most powerful thing in the world is music. What can I do to be able to bring that to the table? And I said, you know what? Make an original soundtrack. So I would take independent artists who are just striving out there, just they're pushing, and they've got talent as well. And I said, listen, sign a non-disclosure, read the script, go make a song. Well, I don't do rap. Well, why did you ask me if you do rap? And I said, no. What do? I do heavy metal. Well, shoot. Go. This is perfect. Go do it. And then he read it. This guy read the script and went and made his song. I was like, wow. The funny thing is, he won't admit it to me, but I know that he dealt with something in that way, and he let something go with that song. That was very powerful. That's when I knew that I was like, okay, this is something that's going to be – this is going to touch lives. And it's just – I started getting music and more music. And, I mean, we're talking about jazz, hip-hop, blues, R&B, rock, heavy metal, the whole nine, because I listen to everything. If it's good music, it's good music. I listen to classical music every night I went to bed when I was very young. So I was very – that's very powerful for me. Thank you so
every
much.
Every day to this day.
Yes, okay. And I still – yeah, would still listen to it. So then I literally – I moved to New Mexico. I came down here to start pitching to investors with this packet I had. And I ended up
– Your partner.
And my partner. Met my partner, Lori. We actually met each other before, but – not physically. And so we got this week, we came down, I came here to LA and started getting this package prepared, and it started to still go through changes, and I was getting frustrated. I'm like, man, it's just, I've been working on this for this many years. It's like, it's 3-4 years. It's why do I feel like it just, the momentum is not, it's not going forward as fast as I wanted to. And there you go. It wasn't supposed to go as fast as I want to. It's just supposed to go. And so finally, I ended up having this company that called me from New York called Dream Propaganda, and they're a comic book graphic artist novel group, and they followed my Facebook page for a month. They said, what you're doing is very powerful. They've never seen anything like this, and they wanted to do a comic book graphic novel for free. And I was like, wow, I'm jumping all on top of that. And I said, now, I'm a businessman too. We can't afford these. These things are really expensive. And he's like, no. We're going to use you as a case study. This is something special. This is something different, like Breaking Bad. And Breaking Bad started off as a graphic novel. So from a businessman standpoint, I'm like, wow, this is a win-win. They get to show off their talent with a project that they believe in, and then we get to show off our project to be able to get more people in, because that's a whole different ball game. So
Walking Dead did the same thing with the graphic novel backstories.
Yes,
very interesting.
Developing the social
grab
media
another public,
and fan
yeah.
base
audience,
right?
And they got they became so popular that a producer said, here, you know, go, here's $150K, go do shoot a pilot and see what happens. And well, we know what happened. So I don't follow other people's lines of success, but I follow what it is that they did to even put themselves in that position. And that's having a work ethic. That's surrounding yourself with the right people. I'm always lived by this quote. Einstein once said, I will not spend a quantity of my time with people of whom I do not wish to become. So I need to be around other filmmakers, but not just other filmmakers, but filmmakers that I trust. Look at Spike Lee. Look at Clint Eastwood. Look at these guys that are doing all this stuff. They always had the same people. You look in their credits that worked for them, right? Because they could trust them when there was no money there, and they were working 13, 14 hours, right? And they were there. And so then when money did come in, guess who's the first people he called? You know, hey, John Turturro, you know, they need to come make a movie. Let's make a movie, you know? So I've approached this in a different – I've approached this in a very unique way to be able to take a subject of child abuse and child trafficking and to be able to present it in a way that it's going to blow people away, because they're not going to be prepared for it. They're going to go in thinking one thing, and then they're going to walk out like, whoa, You know, I don't know why, but that was just something different. That was, I feel inspired. If I inspire one person to go out and do something, who knows? That one person could be meant to inspire millions of people.
Love it. And you are right. Because you say a lot of people do not want to listen, do not want to watch, and do not want to talk about topic like that. But also we have amazing amount of people who want to speak out, want to just join the movement to really erase this topic, erase this problem, you know, and we need to focus how to save children and then allow them also feel okay to talk about what's happened to them. It's not easy. Like I say to everybody, Child Help, this is an organization that really is helping the same, what you want to do, just spread the news, raise the money, and just helping the children who are in hurt. And when I was working with this organization, we had a lot of great names in the industry just focusing on this topic. One of them was Michael Douglas, and here I would like to play a little bit.
I'm Michael Douglas, and I have a number for you to program into your child's phone and yours. 1-800-4-A-CHILD. It's the Child Help National Child Abuse Hotline. 1-800-4-A-CHILD provides a connection to professional counselors 24/7, which your child can use when they need to speak up and be safe. It's also the number a little boy called whispering from his closet to be rescued from a vicious attack. It's the number that any responsible adult, neighbor, teacher, or family member can call to get help reporting abuse or to get information. 1-800-4-A-CHILD is the number of hope. The Child Help National Abuse Hotline is funded solely by your contribution, so please text your $10 donation to CHLP to 20222. This gift may be the lifeline for that little boy in the closet, or even the emergency call that saves your child.
Thank you. I would like to set up an appointment with you, founders of this organization, childhelp.org, there in Arizona. I really, really think that something is there very important, that when all of these people and you get together, I'm sure something great will happen. If you want to continue, then where the project is standing right now?
Well, the project is, we're ready to sit down in front of investors right now. Well, it's just a matter, the director we have, the very super talented Mr. Benny Tahandra, who is the owner of New Generation Generation Films. He started off as the second unit director, action choreographer, and then moved up to director. And I was so glad because I love working with this guy. And then he said that he also wanted me to co-direct because he knows how special this project is to me, which is very rare when you do that, that somebody wants to kind of share that. You understand that.
Yeah, it's just, okay, it's my vision. Get off.
Right, exactly, exactly. But knowing that he understands, but he's also worked with me and he knows that my talent is there and that I work hard more than anything. So that was a blessing. But right now where the project is at, you can go to www.supernaldarkness.com. You can also look us up on Facebook under Supernal Darkness, SUPERNAL, and the word darkness. Supernal is another word for spiritual. And my beautiful lady wants to say something. Go ahead,
baby. I just want to say it's a psychological thriller action film with the most exciting mixed martial arts. Hector Pena has been training Lovey. He's a 12-time world kickboxing champion. And we also have Mel Novak attached to it, who was in Bruce Lee's film Game of Death, who's an incredible action figure, real-life hero. He does ministry in the prisons, and his life is dedicated to saving souls. He's also a really great bad guy.
Okay, serious topic. I know you are doing something great, and it's maybe a little time more. We need money. Everybody, please go to the also Facebook and check all links on
it on Facebook. We post up on there all the time. Ilona's going to be a part of this project. Andre is now. He just doesn't know it.
Yeah, we all so, never know.
And, I sure am.
And music is a big part of also. You have a lot of artists, a lot of great songs. I think we are doing something great together. We just start knowing each other. And the energy is just really, really good. We can change one at a time some bad things into something okay in life. Maybe we can do it. But Andrzejku, yes. Please, what is your information if somebody is interested to give you money.
My goodness. I
want money too.
Yes, I guess right now, I can't remember. We used to had for Kickstarter that's done.
That's arrogant on your side. I don't remember.
No, yeah, but I guess...
Ajay, you don't have Facebook?
What? I have Facebook for my little book.
Ajay, please send me one more time. I know I was posting this few months ago, but if you want this link to be published, we'll publish. The same I'll do again, you know, from Lavi. And
but
that's what
if someone wants to contact me about contributing to the movie or just finding out about it, it's A, number four, K-O-Z, like zebra, L-O-W-S-K-I, so A44 Kozlowski, at yahoo.com.
And of course, go to the Facebook, Accent on Facebook. We'll be having Andrzej in 15 minutes on another side of LA Talk Radio Studios. We'll be on a camera. We'll be talking with me and Lucy Hill, and she has her own very unusual guest also joining us for this hour on camera. Then we'll be continuing, and I know that Lavi will be coming to talk a little bit more on camera, because I'm saying this guy has energy and really is easy on eyes. Then
Good looks, right?
Yeah, very, very good looks. I think the camera needs...
I'll give you your $20 later, okay? Okay. You're laying it on a little thick.
Lori, am I okay to pitch you a great guy? He's a really good looking guy.
Extremely humble.
I know,
and
but we... Yeah.
Yes.
Truth is truth.
Yes.
He's
a superstar. He just hasn't, you know...
Okay.
He doesn't know it.
For right now...
it's okay to stay ignorant sometimes.
Let's
right?
play.
It's not okay to get not ignorant about certain things.
Exactly.
Okay, let's play some music. The music is by Ilona Europa, and title of the song is Who's Gonna Save Me? It's a pretty serious song for me.
Some lose some, oh well, that's life. Only thing I'm tripping off is what about the talk to the kids in the crib? Us in 5 years, how you disappear after everything we did, everything we built, bottom to the tip. Now she's spitty cause she running around the city. Seen her at the club with her swag looking silly. Knowing she's supposed to be at home with me. Now she out of place like she don't know me. Yeah, honestly I feel bad for her, cause to the core I was everything she asked for. But things happen for a reason. New woman, new season, I got a life.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.